Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Today's gospel is from Matthew chapter 13, and it says, Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. His slave said to him, Do you want us to go and pull them up? He replied, No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn. Over the past few months of spring into summer, I've really been fostering this hatred for weeds in my heart. And it's largely because my yard is not particularly good and weeds and thistles continue to spring up. And sometimes I won't even notice it until it seems like they're much bigger than they should have been. There was one day that I was backing out of my garage and then I glanced over to the side of the house and then I saw these fairly large thistles just cropping out of the grass. And I was like, how did you even get there? How have I missed you for that long? And the same thing will happen throughout the landscaping, that it'll look all nice. And then all of a sudden I'll look at it and I'm baffled at how the weeds could have grown that fast. And while the lack of rain for several weeks meant that the grass wasn't really growing, the thistles were certainly thriving. And as I kept looking at my yard and growing in frustration for how terrible it was, I couldn't help but think that the Lord was saying something spiritually that could be pulled from these thistles that seemed to grow with very little nourishment, and then the grass that seems to struggle unless it's receiving lots of moisture. And what I kind of kept circling was that the flaws or the small sins or bad habits, when they're very small, they can be easy to overlook. But then they continue to be fed and they grow and they grow and they grow until suddenly it's surprising how big they are. And you'd think I didn't even really change anything that I was doing, but they just flourished. I was telling someone a while ago that my yard has really solidified the reality that if you're not moving forward, you're moving backward. That if you're not actively pulling up the weeds and then nourishing what's good, you're just slowly sliding towards something being worse and worse and worse, whether it's your soul or it's the yard or a garden. And that has grown this, I want to hate sin. I want to hate the weeds. And I don't want to just let them flourish and make excuses for it, but I want to pull them up and tear them apart and never let them grow. But the thing with the weeds, I've noticed when I'm pulling up these thistles, one thing is that often it's kind of painful, right? I'm getting pricked. Not the most fun. But then also, if I just pull off the tops, just like the part that I can see, then they just come back again. Kind of unfazed. They just keep growing. But if you reach down and pull up the roots, then you can actually kill it. And the same thing is true in the spiritual life. That if we just kind of keep like chopping off the heads of the weeds or the bad habits or the sins, they just keep growing back, and we're surprised each time when we see that. But if we dig deeper and we pull the roots out, and then we make an honest effort to really try to nourish what's good and to build that up, then we can actually see some change, some shifting towards the Lord, and not this stalemate or this gradual slide backwards. Let us pray. Lord, you are always pouring out good seed. You're always desiring us to be fruitful. Grant us the grace to fight against sin, to fight against temptation, to pull up the weeds and to root them out completely with your grace. Draw us ever closer to you and help us to become the saints you desire us to be. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.